Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's mocha latte time. Sunny day here in Jonesboro, Arkansas, coming to you from the Flying Dutchman RV. Got a lot of great stuff on the show today. We got a special guest, Mitko, one of our Bulgarian Teterboro guys. We got the coffee scene here over Jonesboro and Ruston and Monroe, and gonna give you a heads up of what's coming up for next week, next couple weeks. So, welcome to the search for the best mocha latte in the world. This is Circus Boy Nathan Slayball coming to you from Jonesboro, Arkansas. Always unscripted, always unedited, so if I say something stupid, I don't edit it out, leave it right there. This week, we have special guests with us. We have Mitko. Say hello, Mitko.
Hi, hello, Monique. I can't wait for the coffee. I love espresso, so...
Yes, he's been raving about it. He's been looking forward to this all week. He's like, Nathan, what are you making an espresso? It's like, it's coming up this week, Mitko. So, yeah, so we got Mitko here. A lot of good coffee this week. A lot of like good reviews. Some, it's a pretty exciting week. Pretty exhausting week when you say, yeah. Mitko. Yeah, split week. But yeah, so.
Can't wait for the vacation.
That's right. Yeah, it's coming up.
Coming up.
So, good stuff. So, all right, so. We're going to start off right away. We're going to get the espresso machine going. Every week we got the ritual here. There's nothing better than drinking espresso while you're talking about espresso.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree, Mitko?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
So we got the espresso machine here, and the roast we're serving this week, there's a local guy in town called Shadrach's Coffee, an espresso roast. So we're using his espresso roast this weekend. So it was just roasted 2 days ago, so it should be fresh. So we're going to get this started here while we're going. All right. Hopefully, last week, I made a mess with this.
And,
yeah, it overflowed. It wasn't too good.
So. I had a big cup of coffee this morning, but I'm
looking forward
espresso.
To this.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you say coffee in Bulgarian?
Cafe?
Is that the same as espresso or no?
Yeah.
That's the same thing? Okay.
Usually in Bulgaria we drink espresso.
You drink espresso?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some people drink, here in the United States, Schwarz, I don't know how you say it.
Schwarz?
With the...
Black?
With the... No. With the... How do you say this? With the...
The
machine, not the espresso machine, the other machine.
The coffee machine?
Coffee machine.
Yeah.
With
okay.
the...
Oh, the carafe. Yeah. Okay.
We don't drink in Bulgaria that.
Really?
That kind of coffee, yeah.
What kind of coffee do you drink?
Espresso.
Just espresso?
Yeah.
Cool. Is it as good as
Italian? No, it's not like the Italian espresso.
No. So, all right. Well, the shots are almost done here. Actually, this is looking pretty good,
yeah,
Mitko. You got the nice crema on top of there. Much better than last week. It was not good. It was not good.
It was no.
No crema.
Crema? No.
No. It's bad. So, here you go, Mitko. One for
Thanks.
You.
Thank
one for
you.
Me.
I don't want sugar.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So, folks listening out there in internet world, we got two espressos here and in our Demitasse. Yeah, yeah. Does it meet your approval, Mitko?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so here's to.
Okay, let's try it. It smells good.
Do you say Nazdrave?
No.
Not for coffee.
No, for coffee, we don't
okay,
say nothing.
Okay, all right. We'll take a taste here.
It's good. Wow, I didn't drink espresso in a long time.
It's a little darker than I would like.
I like dark coffee. Strong coffee.
Cool. All right, well, while Mitko sips away there, I'm going to get on to the coffee reviews. What a busy week we had this week. We were in Monroe, Louisiana at the beginning of the week, and now we're in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And it's nice weather. It's been really hot, though, which isn't exactly good coffee weather, but hey, you know.
It's always good time for coffee.
That's what I like to hear, Mika. Yeah. Good man. So, so this week we started out, the first place I tried was Milo's Coffee House, and this was in Monroe, Louisiana. Now, there wasn't too much coffee going on in Monroe, really. It's kind of a smaller town, but Milo's is a nice little place. They're near the shopping area, and I tried their mocha latte, and they had, it was a very decent drink. It was a little too sweet on these Torani chocolate, but the espresso was almost right on the money. They used CC's coffee, community coffee there out of New Orleans. And but it was a loose foam, which is kind of disappointing. But the portion of milk was good texture, although it was served in an auto to-go cup. And as I said last week, I'd prefer drinking a mocha latte out of a mug rather than a foam cup like you get at McDonald's. So and they didn't add or ask about the whipped cream. So I gave them a 4.2 beans for that place. It wasn't too bad. The other place in Monroe was the Coffee Bean. Now, this is kind of a cafe lunch spot right there near the hospital. I wasn't too impressed with their drink. It had too much chocolate, and it wasn't even good chocolate at that. But the foam was okay, but they didn't... they didn't get rid of the big bubbles in the foam. They didn't pound it out when they made the foam in the milk. And you could hardly taste the espresso because the chocolate was just too strong. And again, I sat in the place, but it was served in an auto to-go cup. So it would have been nicer in a mug. So I gave them 3.2 beans. Unexpected surprise was between Monroe and Jonesboro. Was placed in Ruston, Louisiana. It's right between Shreveport, where we were last week, and Monroe. Two places there. One's the Frothy Monkey and Crescent City Coffee. The Frothy Monkey was actually pretty decent, a very nice little place. Went there at night, very chill, had artwork on the walls, local artwork. Brick walls, free Wi-Fi. Was good, but had potential to be amazing, but they didn't they didn't knock the bubbles out of the foam, and it was served auto to go cup. They didn't put whipped cream in, which is good, but they didn't ask either. They used Ghirardelli's chocolate, and their beans actually were Lavazza espresso beans. Yeah, you know Lavazza?
Of course, in Italy it's the most famous coffee.
Really?
Yeah, they drink most of the coffee places you go. If you say espresso, they make you Lavazza. If you want something, you know, some other special brand of coffee, you have to say. If you don't say, they make you Lavazza.
Okay.
Lavazza is very good. And it's so cheap there. Here in the United States,
it's expensive.
But in Italy, it's cheap. Very nice.
Okay. Well, nice. Mika, you heard it straight from Mika.
This coffee is very good.
You like it? Okay.
Yeah, this espresso is good.
Well, I know what to get you for your birthday.
You know how they make in Italy, if sometimes if you don't want to drink it so strong.
Yeah.
And it's called caffè macchiato.
Yeah.
It's normal espresso, but they put the foam from the cappuccino.
Uh-huh.
You know, just the.
Just the foam.
A little bit. It's so good. It's very delicious.
See, now you're making me want to go visit Italy now, Mika.
You have to go. It's my favorite espresso is Italian espresso. Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to visit there over one of these breaks, Mika. Nice. We'll have to buy a plane ticket and just hightail it to Italy. What do you say?
So here is far away from my country. It's like 500 miles.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's how much we drive in 1 week.
I know.
Oh, man.
Now we have 700.
Yeah, coming up this week. Yeah. So, back to Frothy Monkey. Lavazza beans, highly recommended by Miko. You heard it himself. It was a little too chalky. The drink was a little too chalky, and it needed a little bit more milk. But overall, it was a very decent drink and very cool vibe in the place, especially for as small town as it was, as a college town, a technical college there. So I give that a 4.0. It's a very pleasant surprise. Fine. Another place in town that I tried also that night was Crescent City Coffee. Now, I was pretty disappointed in this place. It's their Frothy Monkey's main competition there. The espresso was bitter and too strong, which is usually a sign that they there's something wrong with the pressure, or they overpulled the shot. My guess is they overpulled the shot. The okay foam, there was chocolate taste was weak and actually a little chalky. But overall, espresso wasn't good in this drink, and it was also served on a to-go cup, so they got a 3.2 for there. So, you know, kind of disappointing. On to Arkansas, which is where we are right now. Yeah. It's a nice sunny day. Look outside here. It's
very hot.
Yeah, it's still hot. It's still in the 90s, isn't it? Yeah. Mosquitoes are terrible this week. So, Jonesboro, Arkansas, where we're at now. I was actually very surprised about the coffee scene here. I wasn't expecting much, to tell you the truth, but I tried a good 5 or 6 places in this town. First place, Classic Cup Coffee. They, right there in South Jonesboro, not too remarkable on their drink. They do boast the best coffee in town, so I was obviously had high standards going into the place, but their mocha was a little lacking. Served auto to go cup, and they didn't ask on whipped cream, but they did ask about the type of chocolate, whether I wanted white chocolate, dark chocolate, or caramel, or caramel, potato potato, tomato tomato, you know,
caramel.
That's however you want to say it. And loose foam espresso, so it had potential. So it was 3. Gave them 3.4 beans. The next place is the Coffee Gallery and Dessert Bar. Now, this place is real strange. In all my travels, I've never seen a place quite like this. It was a coffee bar and a tanning salon all in one. So I've never really envisioned...
That's a good idea.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Why is that a good idea?
Because if you have time, you know, for both.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can drink espresso and you can get a tan.
But not at the same time, right?
Not at the same time. First, you.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So we get, so tanning and coffee. I don't know. It's weird. When you agree, Miko, it's weird.
I don't know.
You're on the fence on this one.
Yeah.
All right. So Miko thinks it's cool. I think it's weird. You can decide for yourself when you come to Jonesboro. But the drink, I hope their tanning is better than the drink, because the drink is, it was espresso dominated drink, and espresso was kind of weak. I visited again this morning, went with the other Nathan who was visiting this week.
Yeah.
And so we tried it out this morning because it was one of the only places open actually this morning. And
didn't get a tan. If you don't like the espresso, you should get a tan.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
A redeeming quality for this.
So.
I'm not into the tanning thing, Miko.
No?
It's bad for your skin, man. It makes it wrinkle. Makes you into a raisin, dude.
Yeah, but in Bulgaria right now it's very, it's very popular.
Popular,
and, yeah.
Well, I think it's a fad.
It's popular.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Okay. Well, so, Miko says it's
yeah.
But, it's, all right, well.
It's okay. If you go with your girlfriend and if she want to get a tan, you see, you can go and drink espresso.
That's,
otherwise,
you know, that's
you're gonna
very
sit
true.
There and wait like 1 hour maybe and doing nothing.
Good point. Very good point. Okay, well, someone was thinking on that one. So, and the drink, though, that's if you can stand their coffee drink, though. Because this place, the chocolate was a blah taste, and chalky, and overall, just, it wasn't a well-balanced drink, and the mocha latte. So I gave them a 2.8 beans for that place. So it was kind of, yeah, it was disappointing. But their bathrooms were nice. It's one of the nicest bathrooms I've ever, like, bar none, better than fancy hotels in New York. I mean, but I won't go into, this isn't a bathroom podcast. This is called. So, okay, moving on, coffee. What was it, bueno? Like I said, my pronunciation of Italian isn't very good. But I got the...
Bono.
Okay. Nico says bono, so that's what we'll take. They... very smooth drink. A little too much foam. And it was just a little too sweet. But the chocolate was good. Maybe a tad too much on the chocolate. And they could have used some more espresso. Served auto-to-go cup. And they didn't ask about whipped cream. But it had a lot of potential. So, very close to being... an amazing drink. I gave it 4.0 beans, so I'd recommend that in Jonesboro. The next place, the Edge Coffee House, very cool place. It's a coffee college coffee house here on campus. We're on the campus of Arkansas State University here in Jonesboro, and this place is really cool vibe. Like old wooden chairs, you know, kind of like. It's basically a house that was converted into a coffee place. Very nice. So very relaxing place to study, chill, have conversation, solve world peace, you know, that kind of thing. And but the drink, I have to say, wasn't so good. The espresso, there are actually espresso grounds in the drink, which means that they didn't do a good job on pulling the shot of espresso. The chocolate was cheap chocolate. I saw it as one of those. Chocolate comes in a big can, you know, from like, I don't know, Cisco Foods or something. And so the chocolate was kind of lackluster. Okay foam, but just overall not too much taste. And it was served auto to go cup. So I wrote here that this drink needs help. needs help. So I gave it a 2.5. They had the lowest for the week here in Jonesboro. One more that I tried, actually two more, the Daily Grind, which is right on Main Street, right downtown Jonesboro. Decent drink. It reminded me, the foam was okay, a little too sweet, but it reminded me a lot of CC's coffee, the community coffee that you find like Baton Rouge or New Orleans. It reminded me a lot of that drink. So. I gave them a 3.6 on that. It wasn't bad. A little too sweet. The foam was okay, but you could taste the espresso. The espresso taste was okay. So, so that was one of the better in town. And then the last but not least is Shadrach's Coffee and Roastery, which is actually where our beans are from this morning. And I got their mocha latte. The guy there was very cool. It's actually a pull up, like a little shack that you pull up to, you know, with your car. And I had to walk up to it since, you know, I had to ride my motorcycle there. And he gave me a disclaimer on his mocha latte. He said he's still experimenting. He's new in the roasting business and still experimenting. And it was okay. It was just too sweet. Didn't really have too much foam on the top. And it was, you know, just a little too sweet on the chocolate. But the espresso that I could taste in, you know, was okay. So, has potential. He has a little ways to go. But I gave him a 3.5 on that for this week. And but I did get some of his beans, and they're okay. I think the espresso.
I even eat one like this.
Yeah, Mika was chowing down here. He's gonna be hitting the ceiling here in a second, probably.
Yeah, you know.
So
1 hour, maybe.
That's right. So that's the coffee scene this week in between Monroe, and we had Ruston in there, and Louisiana, and then Jonesboro. Next week we are going to be where, Mika?
In Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia. That's right. And I've been there briefly. I was there for like a half a day, and.
It's a nice town.
It's a beautiful town.
It's like walking distance anywhere.
In the downtown, yeah.
Wow, I like that.
There's so many cafes there too. Last time I was there, I checked out two places just quickly. And the one place, the Galleria, I think it was Galleria Espresso, was just awesome. So I'm looking forward to reviewing that again. So next week is going to be Savannah, Georgia. So if you have, like always, if you have a place that, say, Nathan, you know, and Miko too, you can send comments from Miko. If you say, you know, you ought to check this place out. This is a must taste in Savannah, Georgia, you know. Send in email to bestmochalatte@podomatic.com, or if on the webpage, if you go to our homepage, you can also call in. We have a number, a call-in line. You can call in and leave a voicemail for either myself, or if you want to leave a voicemail for Miko, you can do that too. But ladies, he is taken. He's yeah, he has a girl, yeah. Mira, so he's already taken on that account. So yeah, Mikos, let's talk about you and coffee and your experience with coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Tell
the people listening a little bit about yourself. Like you were born in Bulgaria, yes?
Yes, yeah, Sofia, the capital.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
How long have you been in the circus?
Oh, in the circus, I was already 12 years, but before that. I was in the gymnastic team in Bulgaria.
Uh-huh.
I started like very small. I was 7 years old.
Really?
When I joined the gymnastics. And after 8 years in the gymnastic, I had a chance to try, you know, with the circus. And there was a famous troupe, Kihayovi troupe, Bulgaria.
Okay.
They were here already.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 13 years old, I came here alone without my mom, my dad. And I worked with this troupe 3 years. And then I got back home because I had to graduate. And
school,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, school. And the army catch me.
Right, so you had to do your standard time in the army.
And then I decided to join the circus again because I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in my heart.
Yeah.
And that's how I, you know, that's my job. But about the coffee, now I travel all around Europe. I try, you know, different kinds of coffee, but Italy, for me, it's the best.
Anywhere?
When you say coffee, it's Italy, that's it.
Yeah.
You just, I drink a lot of Italian espresso, and, you know, in, like, let's say in Germany and Austria, Luxembourg, but they... It's like, I don't know, it's like kind of, it's magic, you know, how they make it,
yeah.
Italians. It's unbelievable.
Huh.
That's my favorite coffee. And like, they make it so, like one sip, just a sip of espresso, but it's so strong. And the taste is, because I drink the espresso without sugar.
Okay, yeah.
And it's so tasty and so nice.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I drink macchiato.
Yeah.
Like if I had like 2 or 3 espressos, then, you know, my nerves are jumping, but I still want to drink espresso. I can drink one macchiato.
Yeah. Now,
with that foam, you know,
right on the top.
They use for the cappuccino.
Uh-huh.
And the cappuccino is so nice.
Huh.
They had like, like here in US, in the morning, they people drink coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
They have not donuts. They have one. It's called brioche.
Okay.
Brioche with cappuccino.
It's like a sweet bread, right?
It's like, I don't know how to explain. It's like croissant, you know, croissant.
Like a croissant.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's something like this, and it's with chocolate inside with all. Other creams and stuff.
Yeah,
and the Italians, they dip it in the cappuccino and eat it. Like
they're
this.
Dunkers too.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Man. I thought Americans and
really. They do it too. Yeah, but coffee. For me, it's the best.
Yeah. Now, how long were you guys working in Italy? This was just last year, right?
No, last year we were working in England.
You were in England. Okay.
Yeah, but we were. Work in Italy like a couple times, like for especially for there is one circus they call us every year for the for Christmas and New Year, like 3 months.
Okay.
Because the Italians, they love circus, so you know.
So much, yeah.
Yeah, for Christmas and the New Year, the tent it's full.
Right.
Circus is full.
Wow. It's the same way here, actually, because we played down in West Palm Beach last with our show here last New Year's, and it was packed, like every, you know, because I guess most families, you know, after you have the turkey dinner, you got to find something to do. It's either go watch a movie or watch Miko in the circus. So
watch Miko go crazy.
That's right. So how young were you when you started drinking coffee? Like, what age did you start drinking coffee?
Maybe 17.
About 17 years
old?
Yeah,
I think so.
And what, do you remember when you had your first espresso? When you tasted the... Well, you said that you make... They only make espresso in Bulgaria, right?
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always wanted to try it, and... Yeah, I enjoy it. I remember that when I try it, I like it, and... From then on, I start drinking.
Yeah, you're hooked.
Every day, every morning. Sometimes when I don't, because sometimes I don't have time and the chance to drink coffee in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And like after a couple hours, I start to have a headache. Yeah, I really need
that means you're addicted, Miko.
Yeah, I really need to drink coffee.
We call that addiction. That's what we call it.
But really,
the caffeine.
Yeah. I feel like sick, you know, in the morning if I don't drink coffee.
If you don't have your coffee, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in Bulgaria, like, what's the normal routine? Like, do most Bulgarians, do they grab, you know, you said it's called cafe?
Cafe.
Cafe. Yeah. Do they grab a cafe on the way to work, or?
No. Usually they drink, they make coffee in the morning, they drink at home.
Okay.
And then when they go to work, you know, there is... In the where they go to work, they have like machine
at work, they, and they drink it there. Okay.
But in Bulgaria, it's, you know, they're like here, they can drink all day coffee.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So they drink
it. And there is a lot of places in, like, if you go downtown, and you can see a lot of coffee places with many tables in the front when it's
like
good weather.
Cafes.
Yeah, like cafes, and people are sitting there like for hours and talking and drinking coffee and smoking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smokers.
Eastern
Europe, you know.
Yeah. That's cool, because
I like to sit outside, you know, and for hours just to
just watch the people go by. And
When I'm home, I do that like every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually when I'm home, I have vacation, we don't work, so we enjoy, like, going places.
Going to the cafe and just sitting out, That's one thing I think in America that, you know, even though we have a lot of the coffee culture has really caught on here, we don't have the cafes and the downtowns like you have in Europe, you know, because that's one thing I remember traveling in Germany. That it's like, it's just such a big part of life there. You go, you know, most cafes, they will have more sitting outside than they do inside, you know, because that's
the
same way.
Yes.
Yeah, and you just go out there, you know, read the paper and just enjoy, you know, enjoy the city and the, just kind of the ambiance, you know, of the city and the town itself. But that's really cool, man. That's really cool. So are there any concluding thoughts about coffee or... And that you would like to tell the listeners, or recommendations on coffee, or something that they have to try?
Well, I don't know. The coffee that they have to try is the real Italian espresso.
The real Italian espresso?
Yeah. But, no, here it's good espresso, but, you know, like I say before, the real Italian espresso is like has a little maybe magic inside.
Yeah.
Because it's no other, I don't know, no other machine or something, you know, can make coffee like them.
Maybe it's that Italian water.
maybe, you know, people say that down south, you know, where Neapel.
Yeah, Napoli. Yeah.
Napoli, there's a volcano.
Uh-huh.
And the water, it's volcanic water.
Oh, okay.
You know, and when they make the espresso, it has mm-hmm. a special taste that no other place has this.
No kidding, because of the volcanic.
And in Napoli, they drink a lot of coffee. They are, I don't know, crazy about espresso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do they put chocolate in there? Do they do like mocha lattes or no?
No, not a lot.
No, not as much.
The only thing that they make is that macchiato.
Macchiato?
Cafe macchiato, yeah.
Okay.
And cappuccino, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like these two types.
Yeah.
It's like the espresso, macchiato, and, mm-hmm. and cappuccino.
Well, maybe we'll have to start a new revolution in Italy with the mocha latte, you know.
Yeah,
take
maybe.
A really,
yeah,
really smashing good. Mocha latte, take it over there,
yeah.
unveil it on the Italian populace, and
yes.
Be the biggest thing since Mount Vesuvius, right?
Yeah. Of course, why not?
That's right. Cool. All right, well, thank you, Miko. We're going to finish up here. Next week, give you coming attractions, what's up for next week. We have an interview with Big Man Lloyd, you know Lloyd, a sound guy. Yeah, he's Lloyd's real cool guy. He has been on, oh man, so many. He's done more than circuits. He's done, I think, like rock tours and like Broadway tours. He does lighting and sound, and really cool guy. I think he hails from up in the Midwest there. And
he said that he was doing. Like car audios, and you don't know that?
For what? For the car?
Car, he put it like sound systems in cars.
In car?
Yeah. Vehicles.
It wouldn't surprise me. He's done about everything, I think.
Yeah.
So,
he really likes the Bulgarian kitchen.
Does he?
Yeah. We invite him a couple of times, you know, he makes some Bulgarian food, he loves it.
Well, he loves to eat in general, I think. For,
he's a big guy.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a big guy.
So we call him Big Man Lloyd. So, yeah, Lloyd, up next week is interview with Lloyd. And as I said earlier, we're going to be in Savannah, Georgia. So we'll talk about the coffee scene there. And as always, if you have any comments, would love to hear what you think about the show. If you have any questions for Miko or you know anybody else on the show, if you want to hear the interview, you want to hear, you know, if you're wondering if elephants, you know, drink coffee or are allergic to it, or you know, I don't know, it could be anything. Send me an email at bestmochalatte@podomatic.com, or you can call into the call in line there and leave a voicemail, and that'll go straight to my email. So I'm going to leave you with some more music this week by my good friend Mod Dog. He's one of the fellow musicians here on the circus, and you can check out more of his music through the link on my homepage. I'm going to leave you with some more of his music, and until next week, drink what you like and like what you drink. Any final words, Miko?
Yeah.
Say over and out. Say over and out.
Over
Over and out.
Over and out.
All right. Talk to you next week. Take care. Bye.